Remember when it was Greece that seemed like the country most likely to leave the European Union, or at least leave the euro currency zone? Let's remember, a year ago, Greeks voted in a referendum and rejected economic austerity measures imposed on them by their creditors. But in the end, they swallowed austerity and they remained in the EU. Now, with the United Kingdom seemingly on the way out, Greeks are worried about Europe's future and also their place in Europe. Joanna Kakissis reports from Athens.
Thespina Bidi is a 30-year-old researcher who speaks five languages and has degrees in molecular biology, biochemical engineering, and health policy. We meet at a cafe in central Athens on a hot summer day. Like many young Greeks, she is unemployed.
So I was trying and I was applying for jobs all the time, but none of them ends up working out.
All of Thespina Bidi's degrees are from University College London. She left Greece at 17 to study in the United Kingdom, part of a generation of young Europeans who have only known life in the European Union.
Especially when I was studying in the UK and working, I sort of had this idea that, okay, I can stay in Europe and I can pretty much find a job anywhere I want. I can live wherever I want and all that. So now it's sort of slowly collapsing.
She worked in the UK until last year. Then she returned home thinking she could apply her skills. Now she's distraught about Britain's vote to leave the EU. She says she felt accepted there and did not experience discrimination.
I mean, the worst I've had in all 12 years was somebody asking me about whether my dad pays taxes.
As she followed the Brexit debate from her home in Greece, she was dismayed by the anti-immigrant rhetoric of the Leave campaign.
I was hearing stories about racist attacks. I mean, my sister still lives in the UK. I don't know what's going to happen to her.
She fears the UK will kick out EU migrants. Thespina Bidi says Greeks did not show this kind of intolerance when they faced an exit from the Eurozone, the EU's currency union. They were angry at EU institutions for forcing job and pension cuts and tax hikes in exchange for bailout loans. They voted no to more austerity in a referendum last year, and they danced in the streets to celebrate the results. But in the end, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras ignored their will. He accepted EU austerity, and Greeks remained in the Eurozone and the EU. After the UK vote, Tsipras addressed his nation. He said Brexit was a wake-up call for the EU to be more humane and democratic. He compared it to a sleepwalker heading for the abyss.
If you look at the polls, the belief, the trust in the European Union institutions has fallen a lot.
That's Nick Malkoutsis, the editor of Macropolis, an online journal of economic and political analysis in Athens.
But at the same time, there's greater trust there from Greeks than there is in their own institutions. So that's significant. They still believe that there's something to hold on to there.
He says polls show most Greeks want to remain in the EU, which they joined in 1981 after years of political and social turmoil.
Greek society has grown very accustomed to that idea of being part of Europe, of being European, of creating this network with other countries, and that there is much greater security in the numbers and the influence that the European Union offers than Greece being on its own.
Malkoutsis is a dual citizen who was born and raised in Britain, so he watched the Brexit campaign with particular interest. Britain, he says, unlike Greece, did not have a quarter of its workforce unemployed when it voted to leave the EU.
It wasn't in an economic crisis, it wasn't close to bankruptcy, there was no threat to it.
Brexit, he says, was a completely self-inflicted crisis.
And it makes you wonder, actually, if Greek society and its political system has actually shown much greater endurance than we gave it credit for over the last few years.
As for researcher Thespina Bidi, she now feels European countries will grow more insular. So she's heading to the United States for yet another graduate degree. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Athens.